and we're joined by Nick Pecoro of the Arizona Republic. Nick, nice to have you with us this morning.
Hi, Marty. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, raining here. How's the weather down in Arizona?
Clear. Seems to be fine. We had a little storm a couple nights ago, but it looks like it's going to be a nice day.
Yeah, well, the Arizona Diamondbacks, a little bit of turmoil, I would say, around the pitching. And as we said, coming out of spring training, everyone picked Arizona to be the team to fight the Giants. The Dodgers were sort of the third pick. And then all of a sudden, I'm watching the first game, and there's Greinke getting whacked around for the first time like that in years. And I said, I got to talk to Nick at the end of the week and get a read on the Diamondbacks. And then it continued all week long. What's going on down there?
I don't know, 25 runs and 26 innings from the starting rotation. It was a bit of a rough first turn through. I mean, certainly some of them are a little more concerning than others. Corbin Greinke and Shelby Miller each gave up 3 home runs apiece in their start. Greinke and Corbin, I'm definitely not concerned about. Shelby Miller's velocity was down about a tick and a half from what it was on average last season. I think he only had one start last year where his average fastball was lower than it was on Tuesday. And he just wasn't getting swings and misses on anything. So that was a little bit concerning to me. Ruby De La Rosa might not be very good, so we'll see how that goes for him. I mean, he had a north of a 4.5 ERA last season. Just he's a back end type of starting pitcher. And then Robbie Ray last night grinded his way through 6 innings. I guess he seemed fortunate to do it, and gave up only 2 runs, and it was the first quality start they've had from the rotation, but. They won in comeback fashion, had a walk-off hit last night. Maybe that's the kind of game that gets them going. We'll see.
Yeah, the Cubs were in town last night. Nick Pecoro with us from the Arizona Republic. And just reading some of the stories about it last night, I guess Joe Maddon had an open base with Goldschmidt. He had Segura on third and 2-2 and 2-2 count, and Strop went right at him, and Goldschmidt made him pay.
Yeah, it was an interesting decision. It sounded like, it was 2-0 to Goldschmidt, got a strike, tried to throw a slider, kind of backed up on him, and it went over the heart of the plate kind of for a strike, but 2-2. I think the plan was to throw him another slider, but David Ross didn't feel comfortable calling for it after what had happened to Sitch before. Then he missed location on a fastball, and Goldschmidt hit up the middle, but it's surprising that they would even pitch to him at all. If it's me, I'm going to make David Peralta beat us, but that's just the way I am,
Yeah, Joe Maddon sort of explained it. And in his way, he said, look, we had the right situation, and they just didn't throw the right pitch. And, of course, the thing is, there's the margin of error with guys like Goldschmidt and people like that, and many with the Giants. The margin of error with Posey, if you make that small mistake, they make you pay for it, and that's the issue. You got to make that perfect pitch. And I think that's where Maddon, if I would criticize him, I'd say that's where he went wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you say Pedro Strop's really good, and you're going to take your chances of one of your best against one of their best. I don't know, though. I mean, like you said, and Goldschmidt and Posey and, Harper, I mean, this is a different category of hitter. I'm gonna make somebody else beat me.
All right, Nick Pecoro with us, Arizona Republic. So, anyone, they shook up a little bit this week with the Diamondbacks. You had the Trevor Story Cyclone come in there. My goodness, what about this guy with Colorado?
Amazing, right? He kind of hit a bunch of different pitches, whether he was behind in the count, ahead in the count, sliders, fastballs, it was impressive. these guys, it was interesting listening to Chip Hale's comments. Just kind of as the week unfolded, it seemed like it was a stressful week for him emotionally. You talk about being shaken up. He made some comments about the media on opening day. They lost in a kind of ugly fashion on Thursday. He called it embarrassing. And then the next day he's talking about, it's only 4 games. You can't get too caught up in it. So he's just sort of felt like a roller coaster of a week for the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, I agree. By Trevor Story, for the folks who don't know, of course, he had 2 homers yesterday. He's got 6 in his first 4 games. First 4 games, homers, first to do it as a rookie ever. Then for homers in 4 games to start a season, he's got that. Six homers in four games. He goes ahead of Adrian Gonzalez, the great Chris Shelton, Bonds, and Brock for homers in four games to get things going. Amazing.
Yeah, and if you haven't seen him, he looks a lot like the guy he's basically replacing at shortstop for the Rockies, Troy Tulowitzki, that they did a split screen after one of his home runs. And, you know, there's some similarities there. I know they worked out together in the offseason at some point, and it looks like he learned a lot from Tulowitzki.
Boy, amazing. I love his bat speed. I'll tell you that. That's what I noticed in watching some of the home runs. The bat speed is there for him. Well, you had the Cubs in town, and Kyle Schwarber's out for the season with the ACL, UCL, and who knows what else, the PCL. He's out for the whole year. What's the reaction around the Cubs? Are they getting a little nervous about that?
Well, I mean, the thing they do have is a whole lot of depth. I mean, they after signing Zobrist and bringing back Fowler, they didn't really have places in their lineup for Javier Baez or Jorge Soler. So, you know, the Schwarber injury, it seems like it's going to, you know, open up left field for Jorge Soler. And that's a really talented player. We saw him hit a ball real hard last night to center field for a base hit. And, you know, we've seen him crush balls before. So, I mean, it's a loss. And, you know, obviously they're real disappointed. I mean, that's a possible 30 home run bat they're losing. It feels to me, though, if there's a team that can handle that kind of loss, it's the Cubs.
Yeah, I agree with you. I tell you this. I think it's Lackey, and I think it's Hamill, and I think it's Hendricks, who you'll see today against Greinke. The 3-4-5 will tell you the story of the Cubs season because they've got enough. They got hitting all over the place, and it was tough to get Schwarber in there. So interesting. So the week of the Diamondbacks, you didn't see this coming, and I guess that's why we play 162.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, your comment about the back of the Cubs rotation, I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants and the Diamondbacks are, you know, kind of, they all kind of seem similar to me. They've all got really, really talented groups of position players, tough lineups top to bottom, and then, you know, some pretty dominant arms at the top of their rotation. But, yeah, it could be what happens at the bottom of those rotations could decide, you know, who prevails in the National League.
Great to have you with us, Nick, and I appreciate it. So Greinke today, he doesn't have the flu or anything. Is he all set and ready to go?
Well, we're not allowed to talk to him except on the days that he starts. So he seems to be fine from watching him move around, but I guess we'll have to see.
All right, that's a game I'm going to watch tonight. Nick, thanks so much as always. It's great to have you on.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
All right, that's Nick Pecoro, the Arizona Republic. Sort of an uneven week for the Diamondbacks coming out. As Nick said, boy, the starting pitching getting whacked all over the place. Then they have injuries and all that. So 2016 is underway. The pieces of the mosaic being fit together. All right, more coming up.